Sienna reached up and grasped the protective gate, casually peering through the bars at the locking mechanism on the back.
Look, she whispered, turning wide-eyed to Langdon. The padlock on the back is unlocked.
Langdon looked through the bars and saw she was right. The padlock was positioned as if it were locked, but on closer inspection he could see that it was definitely unlocked. The gates are open to you, but you must hurry. Langdon raised his eyes to the gates of paradise beyond the fencing. If Ignazio had indeed left the baptistry's huge doors unbolted, they should simply swing open. The challenge, however, would be getting inside without drawing the attention of every single person in the square, including, no doubt, the police and Duomo guards.
Look out! A woman suddenly screamed nearby. He's going to jump!
Her voice was filled with terror.
Up there on the bell tower!
Langdon spun now from the doors and saw that the woman shouting was Sienna. She stood 5 yards away, pointing up into Giotto's bell tower and shouting,
There at the top! He's going to jump!
Every set of eyes turned skyward, searching the top of the bell tower. Nearby, others began pointing, squinting, calling out to one another.
Someone is jumping? Where? I don't see him. Over there on the left.
It took only seconds for people across the square to sense the panic and follow suit, staring up at the top of the bell tower. With the fury of a wildfire consuming a parched hayfield, the rush of fear billowed out across the piazza until the entire crowd was craning their necks, looking upward and pointing. Viral marketing, Langdon thought, knowing he'd have only a moment to act. Immediately he grabbed the wrought iron fence and swung it open, just as Sienna returned to his side and slipped with him into the small space beyond. Once the gate was closed behind them, they turned to face the 15-foot bronze doors. Hoping he had understood Ignazio correctly, Langdon threw his shoulder into one side of the massive double doors and drove his legs hard. Nothing happened, and then, painfully slowly, the cumbersome section began to move.
The doors are open.
The gates of paradise swung open about 1 foot, and Sienna wasted no time turning sideways and slipping through. Langdon followed suit, inching sideways through the narrow opening into the darkness of the baptistry. Together they turned and heaved the door in the opposite direction, quickly closing the massive portal with a definitive thud. Instantly, the noise and chaos outside evaporated, leaving only silence. Sienna pointed to a long wooden beam on the floor at their feet, which clearly had been set in side brackets on either side of the door to serve as a barricade.
Ignazio must have removed it for you, she said.
Together, they lifted the beam and dropped it back into its brackets, effectively locking the gates of paradise and sealing themselves safely inside. For a long moment, Langdon and Sienna stood in silence, leaning against the door and catching their breath. Compared to the noises of the piazza outside, the interior of the baptistry felt as peaceful as heaven itself. Outside the baptistry of San Giovanni, the man in the plume Paris spectacles and paisley necktie moved through the crowd, ignoring the uneasy stares of those who noticed his bloody rash. He had just reached the bronze doors through which Robert Langdon and his blonde companion had cleverly disappeared. Even from outside, he had heard the heavy thud of the doors being barred from within.
No entry this way.
Slowly, the ambience in the piazza was returning to normal. The tourists, who had been staring upward in anticipation, were now losing interest. No jumper. Everyone moved on. The man was itchy again, his rash getting worse. Now his fingertips were swollen and cracking as well. He slid his hands into his pockets to keep himself from scratching. His chest continued to throb as he began circling the octagon in search of another entrance. He had barely made it around the corner when he felt a sharp pain on his Adam's apple and realized he was scratching again.